Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we talk about life and money. We're reclaiming stewardship. Much more about that at stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com. Today, we have an incredible guest, Christy Wright, with us here from Ramsey Solutions, and we're going to be talking a little bit about some insights she has on mompreneurship, on side businesses, on life balance. So we're excited about talking with her, and you can find out more about her right there at stewardship.com, where we go for everything. Make sure you check out Chris Recommends, of course, and feel free to call in at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Well, folks, we have got a treat today. I am joined in studio with the one and only Christy Wright. That's Christy B. Wright on Twitter. But man, she is incredible. I've known her now for about a year and a half. As you guys know, I came to the Ramsey Solutions last January, and this woman, I'm telling you, has taught me so much about writing talks, about communicating, about processing, about just really about everything when it comes to the role that we have here at Ramsey Solutions. She is a speaker and a writer, tremendous writer, and I get the opportunity to work right beside her all the time. And so thankful that you're here with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And she's also a very incredible business coach, and she helps folks with side businesses. She helps folks with mompreneurship, which is a new word to me, and haven't heard that one before, and folks, she is a new mom.
Yes, living it out myself.
How old is Carter?
6 months, just turned 6 months.
Very cool. So we're glad to have her in the studio. She's going to talk to us a lot about this mompreneurship. And the reason why we're bringing this up is because so many of you have called in or emailed in, and you're looking for a little bit more income, or you're looking for a possible way for maybe the wife or maybe one of you to stay at home. And so we're going to talk about what makes that possible and how to do that well. And Christy has a pretty awesome event coming up that I want to let you know about that you're going to want to make sure that you clear your calendar for, that talks about all the ins and outs of all of this. So be sure to check out stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com to learn more about Christy Wright and this upcoming business boutique that we're all so jacked about. Let's talk a little bit about exactly what is it that you're so passionate about, and tell us a little bit about this calling into helping people in this area.
Yeah, well, it's really cool, Chris, just to see how over the course of my life at this point where I am right now in my career, how God has woven together so many of my life experiences that when I was living them at the time, of course, you don't know what that greater purpose is for, but now I'm seeing how he's woven it together in this incredible tapestry of what I believe is now this kind of next step in my career journey. And so when you look at my childhood, I was raised by a single mom that started a cake shop when I was 6 months old to raise and support me. So I was raised by an entrepreneur, and I lived it out every day. I mean, that was my reality. I was in the business with her, helping take orders and helping, you know, make deliveries on foot around downtown Nashville, even when I was little. Mm-hmm. And so that's very much a part of my DNA, is the entrepreneurship. But then you look at also after college, I was making an entry-level salary, barely getting by, in a nonprofit, and I needed extra money to help pay my rent. And so I started a side business, boarding horses actually on a farm. And so that income helped me really just make my bills. And that was my first side business. I created another one after that. And then I have a background in business and advertising. That's what my degree is in. I've since become credentialed as a business coach. And so you're looking at all these different puzzle pieces that look separate until something like this happens, where I feel like God is calling me to step in to really help women start side businesses, help them have the business knowledge and the plans and the solutions that they need so that they can reach their goals. And just like you said, their goal may be to quit their full-time job to stay home with their kids. Their goal may be just to engage their God-given strengths because their full-time job is a job they don't like. And so regardless of their goal, I feel like God is calling me to step in and help them do that, to engage those strengths and turn that into income to help contribute to their family finances.
You've been doing some research over the last few years, and tell us a little bit about the need that's out there.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've been doing research for about 2 years. We've done everything from one-on-one interviews, very in-depth with qualitative data, lots and lots of pages of notes, my hand was writing as fast as possible, all the way to larger level surveys where 13,000 people took one of our surveys. It was the largest one our company has ever put out.
Oh, wow.
And so you're seeing this response and going, oh, wow, there's such a need for this. Because if you look at it right now in our culture, there is already a movement going on of this Etsy generation, these small little startups online using social media platforms to sell your craft or your thing or your talent. Maybe it's a service, you provide swim lessons or music lessons. So it's already kind of happening, but what you're really seeing is a gap there of the business knowledge and steps, because these women that want to start side businesses, they're not going to go to Barnes & Noble to the business aisle and read about startups and investors and entrepreneurship, because that's so much larger than what they need or are interested in. It's not speaking their language. And so I'm a mom myself, and I also am a creative at heart. And you know this from what it's like to go on stage and be vulnerable and put yourself out there. You talked about writing a talk. That's a difficult thing to do, to put yourself out there. And it's a similar experience for someone with a side business, because you make this hair bow, or you make this Christmas ornament, and you're putting your heart and soul into it. So there's a lot of fear and vulnerability in it. So I feel like that I really have the experience out of being a mom and also understanding the creative component, but I really have the business background. So I want to come alongside these women and help give them the answers that they need so that they can spend less time doing stuff that's overwhelming, like record keeping and taxes and business licenses, and spend more time doing what they love, which is their craft or their skill. Many of the women that I talk to, they say it's a creative outlet for them. It's something where they feel like they can engage the talents and gifts that God has given them beyond being a mom, because being a mom is wonderful, but it can be all consuming. And it's very easy to lose your identity in that, where you become only a mom that is ride to soccers and, you know, clean laundry and a clean house. And you start to go like, where am I? Where's that woman that existed before these kids? And so having this outlet not only gives them a creative outlet to use their God-given talents, they also are creating income. And it's amazing to see how they're able to reach their financial goals, but also engage in something that gives them joy and makes them come alive. And what a rewarding combination to have both of those. I mean, it's incredible to watch.
I know that you're really striking a nerve with our listeners right now, because so many of them are emailing in and calling in with this struggle, with the losing your purpose, and you know that you want to contribute to the family.
Sure.
I know my wife wrestles with this herself, and so your blog and your website and a lot of the resources that you provide have really helped my wife. So thank you for doing
good.
That. Folks, we are listening to Christy Wright on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Just a reminder that this show is about true stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. And today we're talking to Christy because many of you have a passion in your heart. You've got a talent. You have a skill. You have energy. And maybe you feel like you're not managing it for God's blessing. You're not managing with all your heart. You're not taking advantage of opportunities that are out there. And so that's why we're taking some time today to dive into this. Feel free to email in at chrisonair@stewardship.com or call in at 866-357-3283. Now, Christy, you've experienced this personally, like in your personal life.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your upbringing, and you hinted on it a little bit, but tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah. So my mom started a cake shop whenever I was 6 months old. And so she started this cake shop, and she was really just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. But it was incredible for me to have a front row seat in the struggle with her of what it's like to raise a child and have a small business. And hers wasn't a side business. Let me be clear. Hers was a large business. She grew it into, you know, 15 team members at one point, very successful here in Nashville. But I think getting a front row seat to that struggle between work and home is what gave me such a heart for helping women through that. And you know, you're familiar with that. I speak at all the Entree Leadership events on life balance. And I think we think that life balance is a woman's issue, but it's really not. Men experience it as well. You just see it evidence itself in different ways in a man or woman's life, depending on if, you know, their gender. And so really encouraging women and coming alongside them from my experience with my mom and the incredible respect I have for her and what she did. And now experiencing that struggle myself. I still take my son to daycare, and I feel that tug at my heart when I drive away to come here and do the work that God's called me to. But I love what you said a minute ago about the, you know, the message of stewardship and managing God's blessings, because so many women just kind of brush aside their talents. They brush aside their giftings. You have a woman that's a gifted singer, or a woman that's a gifted designer, or a gifted artist, or gifted at something, and she's like, oh, I don't have time for that. That's just a hobby. That's just something. I'll do that when I have time left over. And you know what? There's never time left over. But if you think of this whole idea of engaging your God-given strengths, it's really just not just a good idea. And it's not just a practical idea from a financial standpoint. It's also a scriptural idea, because you look at the parable of the talents and you look at how God calls us on, you want to use that word literally as a talent and not money, God calls us to use and offer and multiply our talents. And I just think it's so sad when you look at people that have brushed aside this thing God gave you uniquely for you to share and offer to the world, and we dismiss it because we are so busy and we have so many more important things to be doing, right? But what an incredible blessing it is to our own life when we engage that, and how God created us as a whole woman, not just a wife or mom, but what a blessing it is to our family, to our community, to our workplace, when we really live out that calling and use those gifts. It's incredible.
What about this word guilt? Because if you are all in at home and you're doing a great job, raising up Junior,
right?
You feel a guilt that you're not maximizing and stewarding your talents.
Right.
If you're out maximizing your talents, you feel guilty because you're not raising up Junior.
Right.
How do people navigate this guilt, and where does the guilt come from?
Well, I'll tell you what I've done in the last 6 months of being a mom that has worked tremendously for me. And I believe it was from the Lord. And so I'll just share with you kind of what I've been working through myself, as this is very real for me as well. One of the things, I think that the moment you become a mom, and I think this is true for both parents, but since I'm a woman, I'll speak from motherhood, is the moment you have a baby, it's like, congratulations, and here is this, a serving of mom guilt. It's like the moment you have it, because you feel this guilt. I've noticed either way. You feel guilt in the... it's really centered a lot around work. You feel it in your choices about parenting. There's lots of 5,000 choices for you as a parent, and you're always worried you're making the wrong one. But it's very, very heated around this topic of work. And what I've noticed is you're going to feel guilt regardless of the side of the equation that you're on. If you're staying home with your kids, you kind of struggle with your sense of identity and purpose. If you work at a full-time traditional office job, you feel guilty you're not at every class party and field trip. So you're going to get the guilt either way. But one of the things I've done that's just a very practical kind of strategy I've used to help me deal with that is, one day I was leaving my son at daycare, and my mind was immediately going to, is he okay? Is he going to miss me? Is he going to get sick? Is he all right? Which he did get sick. He always gets sick at daycare, by the way. It's just a part of going to daycare. But as I'm wrestling with these thoughts, I felt God say to me, remember that what you're doing is important. And what God was talking about was where I was driving to. I was driving to work, and the work that God has called me to here at Ramsey Solutions, and the blogs that I write, and the speeches that I give, and the talks that I give, and the things that I do, and the lives that I get to impact with this incredible platform are important. And so what's interesting is it goes both ways, because when I go home, I feel the message is the same. I'm not on my email. I'm not on work. I'm not distracted. I'm focusing on my son, because what I'm doing is important. So my strategy really is, it's the difference between looking in the rearview mirror and looking through the front windshield.
Folks, we are talking with Christy Wright here from Ramsey Solutions, and we're talking all about life balance. We're talking about mompreneurship. We're talking about side businesses. We're talking about a lot of practical tips for you, no matter where you're at in your financial journey. If you want to know more about Christy Wright, of course, go to stewardship.com to learn more about her upcoming business boutique event here in Nashville. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. I want you to know that wherever you're at, Financial Peace University, if you have not taken advantage of Financial Peace University, it is something that you want to make sure that you check out. There was a time in my life that I was so far into debt that I couldn't imagine a way out. Then I remembered the principles I was taught in Financial Peace University. That class has come to mean the world to me and my family. Financial Peace University has helped me and more than 2.5 million families get out of debt and learn God's way of handling money. It's easy, it's practical, and it will change your life. Learn more about Financial Peace University by visiting stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com. Click on Chris Recommends, and again, that's stewardship.com, or call us at 866-357-3283.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, I'm back here in studio with Christy Wright. She is one of our amazing speakers at Ramsey Solutions, and somebody who has inspired me daily since I've been here. And we're thankful that she's here with us. If you want to know more about Christy Wright, you can check out all the things that she's doing at stewardship.com. And of course, you can find her on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Christy B. Wright. That's Christy B. W-R-I-G-H-T. We're talking all about mompreneurship, side businesses, business coaching, life balance. I'm sure you don't struggle with that, right? No, nobody out there is really struggling with these things. You've got a lot to say on this subject, but you also have an event coming up, right?
I do.
I mean, we're not only just going to inspire folks, but we're going to give them real practical handles. Tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up.
Right. Well, I will tell you, this entire company is so excited right now because this is the first thing we're putting out there and saying, here we are, we're in this space, and we are going to help you. Because, Chris, there's nothing out there. I've been doing research for 2 years, not only on the women, but also what are these women using currently to help them build their businesses? And there's hardly anything out there. Definitely not anything that's going to help them do it well. And so when you look at this incredible platform we have that Dave has built. We have our awesome solutions through Entree Leadership for small business owners. And then we're going to take my experience and my background of how God's created me and the life experiences I've had and really build this event around exactly what women need. So it's not going to be this incredible, incredibly overwhelming, intimidating information that's over their head. That's a boring business conference. We don't do that anyway around here.
No.
But specifically for them, it is going to be very focused on community, very focused on networking with other women, the encouragement and inspiration side of things. Because a lot of what holds these women back is not just the business knowledge.
Yeah.
It's also the fear.
Yeah.
It's scary to put yourself out there. It's overwhelming to think, well, I don't have a business background. The number one thing that I heard from women that I researched, they said, I don't have a business mind. I'm a creative, or I don't have the business background, so I can't do it. And so if you can come alongside them and give them very simple steps, very easy to understand, easy to implement actions, then they can go back home and they can build a business in a way that they're proud of, that they're winning financially, and they can spend more time on their craft. And so it's November 6th and 7th, and it's called the Business Boutique. And that's where we are, the place that you come for all things business. And we're going to provide a lot of fun, a lot of inspiration, but also a lot of practical steps that you need to get the answers that you're looking for the problems that you're having. So it's not only going to be a really good time and a lot of fun, they're going to go home with tools and workbooks that's going to help them implement what we're teaching as well.
That's right, folks. It's here in Nashville, in Nash, Vegas, November 6th and November 7th. You want to make sure you take advantage of it. Again, it's called Christy Wright's Business Boutique, and you want to go to stewardship.com to find out everything you need to know about all the details and how to find tickets. Very cool. As you talk more about this, I'm putting myself in their shoes, and maybe you're listening in, you're like, you're thinking, okay, so what if, let's say I was passionate about maybe transcribing from home, and you started doing it, and you're rocking and rolling, you've got a few clients, and you're working maybe, you know, 2 or 3 hours a day, and we've talked about the tension of the balance mentally. Mm-hmm. What are some practical things that we can do when we're balancing that working from home?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody has this dream idea of working from home. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? You can stay in your pajamas all day. Mm-hmm. You know, but the reality is moms that work from home know sometimes that can be the very thing that becomes frustrating because you're in your pajamas all day and you don't feel very motivated and you feel kind of purposeless and distracted. And so there's some real practical things that we can talk through, and we will at the event give them tactical steps. But just some real basic stuff is you need a schedule. And I wrote a blog about this. You need a schedule and you need a space, because the reality is if you don't have a schedule that you honor and you're going to work on the side business when there's time left over, mm-hmm. again, there's never time left over to do that. And so you have a schedule that you honor. And during those hours, your kids and your husband, they know how to plan around because mom's working. We got to mm-hmm. respect this time. But then when you're off, you're off. So you kind of have a little bit more structure that helps you be accountable and more productive during that time. You also need a space in your house, because if not, the entire house becomes your workspace and everything kind of feels like it's taking over your life.
Yeah.
And so you have dirty socks on top of orders, on top of pizza, on top of, you know, products and inventory and that kind of thing, shipping boxes. And it just feels really chaotic.
Yeah.
And so if you have a space in your home, even if it's not an office, just a space that you work where kids know, okay, mom's in her workspace, she's working right now. It helps you, again, be more productive. So there's some real simple strategies that help you be accountable when working from home, that help you be more productive. And you can still enjoy the benefits of being from home. If you want to stay in your pajamas, you can. If you want to have food in the crock pot, that's fine. Laundry going, you can do that. So you enjoy the wonderful freedom.
Yeah.
And the great thing is when you work from home or for yourself is you can create your schedule around your life versus your life around your schedule, around work. And so there's some awesome benefits. But yeah, you want to put some things in place to help you be successful. And so we're going to help women with that as well.
As you talk, I had memories of being a real estate broker, working out of my house, and just all that tension of feeling like there's definitely some tensions to think about. So I'm glad you guys are going to be covering that at the event. Real quickly, for men, for husbands, their wives are now going to be stepping out and doing this.
Right.
And what would be some quick advice for men on how to support? What's the best way we can support our wives?
I always tell people that you teach people how to treat you. And so women have a tendency to... they serve and they give and they love so much that they have taught people to expect that from them. So if you go against the norm of kind of the habits you've created and the roles you've created in your marriage, then it can feel a little weird, not just for you, but also for your spouse.
Yeah.
Where they're going, whoa, I thought you were always home during this time. Or whoa, I thought you always took care of these house responsibilities that maybe need to be given to someone else or delegated or outsourced so that the wife can spend more time on this talent or this business. And so anytime you go against that, it can feel a little bit awkward at first. But I would just encourage men and women to have a conversation about your goals. And so when the wife is able to speak into this and say, just like a budget meeting, speaking to this, hey, I want to build this business. I want to engage my strengths and use them this way. Then he can speak into this and they can set goals together and be on the same page to support each other in that, because you need your spouse on your team. You don't want to go this alone. But the thing I would encourage men and women to remember is that when a woman engages her God-given strengths, it's not selfish. It's smart. And the great thing about it is she is going to be a better wife and a better mom when she is living out her God-given calling as well. And so when I'm not ever taking care of myself, I'm grumpy, I'm disgruntled, I'm resentful, I'm worn out and burnt out. But when I take time to work out or I take time to use my strengths, I come back home and I'm rested and rejuvenated and I'm happier. I'm more productive. I'm a better wife. I'm a better mom. And so I just try to remind people that, you know, when you take time for these things, even though it seems selfish, it's not. It's actually very smart, and your entire family will benefit when you are living out your God-given calling.
That is so powerful. And folks, you've got to come to this event. November 6th and 7th in Nashville, Tennessee. Speaker lineup is unbelievable. Of course, Christy's going to be speaking. Like you said, the whole company is jacked up about it. I'm excited about it because it's been a dream of yours for several years. Tell us a little bit about the event, what they can expect, what kind of practical tips they're going to pick up on, and maybe who's even speaking.
Yeah, so it's going to be two full days where we're going to give them tons of awesome information that, again, help equip them to go back and build their business, whether they're just getting started or maybe they're already doing it and they're hitting some hurdles, and we're going to help them overcome those. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. Obviously, Dave's daughter, New York Times bestselling author, Rachel Cruze, and she's going to be speaking on the finance part of things because that's a big piece for these women to understand. Stephanie Parker, she is actually the creator of Zippity Zip, and she went on Shark Tank. So she has such a cool story of how she built her business debt-free and did so in order to stay home with her kids. And so she's going to share her story, which is just awesome. Cordia Harrington, she is a little bit famous. She's actually known as the Bun Lady because she makes all of the buns for McDonald's. But her story of how she took a McDonald's from being the worst in the country to the best in the country is an awesome story about seizing opportunities. We have Mari Smith. She was actually hired by Facebook to represent them on how to leverage your business through Facebook. So if Facebook hired her, you know, this woman knows her stuff. So she's going to teach us about all different social media platforms and how to use those for free marketing to leverage your business. Plus, we have a lineup of other amazing speakers that are going to speak to all the different aspects of business that these women need to go home and have the tools they need to be successful.
Well, folks, as you can hear, the speaking lineup is absolutely phenomenal, and so is Christy. I want to thank her so much for her time today, being very generous with her time to join us in studio here on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Again, the dates for that event, it is the Business Boutique. It is here in Nashville, November 6th and 7th. If you want to know more information, go to stewardship.com, and right under this episode, we'll have all the links that you need. And of course, be checking Christy out on ChristyWright.com and on Twitter at Christy B. Wright. Christy B. W-R-I-G-H-T. Christy B. Wright on Twitter, and an incredible website at ChristyWright.com. Well, that wraps up this edition of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. What an honor it was to have Christy Wright here in studio with us. Again, it's been an honor to serve you today. Be sure to be telling your friends all about the show. And until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings God's way for God's glory. God bless you.